just the idea of going into the studio to record any given song and to have it be as fun as possible. That was our original goal, and that we're definitely doing it.
No one is ever going to think that Dr. Dog isn't having fun. It's just not possible. The energy of this psychedelic rock act from Philly just blows all the cobwebs away. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Dr. Dog is such a terrific band, you'd never think that they really started out 12 years ago as an offshoot. Back then, guitarist Toby and drummer Scott were in a band called Raccoon, and they spent their off hours in a basement recording Dr. Dog's debut, The Psychedelic Swamp. Well, when Raccoon disbanded, Toby and Scott stuck at their satellite project but changed instruments to bass and guitar, respectively. And they added a few additional players to solidify the act. And then Dr. Dog went full on, opening for My Morning Jacket and generally lighting up the stage with good tunes and good energy. A decade later, they've still got the mojo, and they prove it with their 7th album, Be the Void, which came out just today. Dr. Dog recently visited with FUV's Claudia Marshall in Studio A, and she noted how the new album seems to capture the energy of their live performances.
Yeah, definitely really energetic. It feels that way to be playing guitar during a Dr. Dog show. I feel a lot of energy. And yeah, we've always kind of, you know, the world of recording versus the world of playing a show has always been kind of two different places, but over the years they are definitely merging. And that's cool, because then you realize kind of more, you bring more of a kind of sensitivity to a live show where you're actually a little bit more conscious and not so just consumed by the energy of it and thinking about the nuance and the subtler forms of dynamic available and all that that you gain by having a lot of a studio experience and recording experience. But then there's also that visceral side of a show that you start to learn how to assimilate into the studio and not be afraid of the kind of rough edge of that as you're just sitting there hearing it and not literally playing it in the moment. So those two realms for us have just kind of cycled in on themselves, and I think we're all happy with the album as a nice blend of the just good performances and energy as well as a good sonic kind of characteristic that is necessary for a good recording.
I don't want to let go. People, they get so old. I hate when people say those words. Should have stayed on. So many people I don't really know anymore, and I got nothing to say. But I don't know, I just get so bored. Well, over and over, I get impatient and angry when I feel like I've gone so.
I'm hearing some different stuff on this record. I love the guitar mini there with you guys, and it almost has like a techno driving kind of a beat on that song we just heard. And I'm also hearing some different keyboard sounds on the record as well. Is that because Dimitri is back in the fold, or that's Zach? What is that about?
It was kind of like more people were just sort of using what it is that you would have at a show. Instead of being like, oh, we're in a studio now, so let's use all these other things that we'll never have at a show.
Right, because you had a lot of tricks in that last studio that you worked in up in Woodstock, right?
Yeah, and all kinds of things.
A lot of toys. Yeah.
But this was more about just working with what we have so that we can go out on tour. But that being said, you still try to push and try to find the cooler sounds within the instruments you're accustomed to using.
Right.
These guys both coming up with lots of cool sounds.
Oh, what does it take to be lonesome?
That's Dr. Dog live with Lonesome, and before that, These Days. Both songs appear on their new album, Be the Void. Take 5 produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out WFUV's YouTube channel for video of the live performances and hear the complete interview anytime at WFUV.org.